the target, toes pointed at a 45-degree angle. Shoulders and hips perpendicular to the line of scrimmage so you can throw left or right with equal ease. 3-step drops. 5-step drops. 7-step drops. 7 was the exciting one, he said, because it was the prelude to a deep throw. And at the end of the tape, the host made it all seem attainable. Maybe someday, who knows, when they're talking great quarterbacks on a Monday morning, they'll be talking your name. Some boys become quarterbacks because they are born skilled. Some are pushed by parents and coaches. Others work hard at it because they crave a challenge and status, and because they simply love throwing the football. That was me. There was a purity to it. All quarterbacks talk about it, how the windup of throwing a ball takes less than a second, that cobra-like lash. Yet you can feel a lifetime in it, frame by frame. As a sophomore at Robert Service High School, I was the junior varsity starter. It felt like a miracle and a validation and a trajectory, the beginning of something. People looked at me differently, in the huddle and in the hallway. I was a quarterback. 2 moments from that season stay with me. On a sunny afternoon against Diamond High, we had crossed midfield, and I called a pass. A play-action fake, half-roll, with one option deep and two short. The head coach, a teacher and former high school quarterback named Brian Hoskin, let me call plays. He wanted me to think football, down, distanced, field position. Wanted me to be a coach out there. I dropped back, and a pass rusher shook free and wrapped me up. I spun away, I don't know how. Hairy but opportunistic. An Elway impersonation. I fled left, eyes downfield, where, by God, I saw Anthony O'Mealy, my best receiver, in space. I planted my feet. Something strange happens when your arm is cocked but before you throw. Time slows. You experience a kind of lucid thought. Quarterbacks know. I launched it downfield, 35 yards that felt like 60. As a defender drilled my ribcage. I didn't see the ball in the air and didn't see Anthony catch it. I only heard a sharp rise of cheers from the sideline and from the stands at the rush of a completed forward pass. What only a quarterback can provide. Even now, all these decades later, when I lie in bed unable to sleep, I think of that play, breath by breath, second by second, until it relaxes me. That game, I threw a touchdown pass. That beautiful American phrase. High school quarterbacks never forget their favorite throws. A week or so later, we played in the cold rain, an early afternoon game that felt dark. All quarterbacks hate throwing wet footballs. The idea of quarterbacking is based on the fanciful but aspirational notion of total control. A wet ball is pure chaos. Late in the game, we had a chance to win, which meant I did. A 2-minute drill, that precious and liberating thing. Quarterbacks speak of these as the most joyous moments, when the micromanaging of coaching is stripped away and it's all on you. We move the ball down the field, a few throws and a few runs, marching on schedule. Then Coach Hoskin called a pass. It was a dropback play, requiring me to scan options and decide. I set up in the pocket and felt pressure. I moved left and saw a receiver buttoned up near the sideline. He appeared open, but he wasn't. As I reared back, Coach saw the looming disaster and ran along the sideline close, yelling and waving his arms, imploring me to throw out of bounds. I threw to the receiver. A pass that needed to be low and outside was high and inside. An opposing player intercepted it. Game over. Afterward, I sat on the bench in a daze, head in hands. I watched through my helmet as rain hit the turf, gathering in puddles. My center, Aaron Collins, sat next to me and put his hand on my head. I didn't want to stand back up or leave the field. I just wanted to disappear.